Greetings, Poppers. It's Brian here, bringing you another new episode of the Hunt for Green Worm Member. But before I go into the previous recap and new episode intro, I would like to take the time to mention we are on a new website, on Podium, and we are now sponsored and on the Zencastr Network. New and exciting things are on the way for Dungeons & Poppers, and I am very excited. Now, the last episode of the Hunt for Green Worm Member, we left off with Alexander, Wily, Leon, and Brogy heading up to the cliff, and Raj about to have a confrontation with someone. Well, you have waited long enough, Poppers, so let's start the show.
Welcome back, listeners, to Fictional Heroism. We have interesting things planned in this episode, as things have been planned behind the curtain. And I think with this episode, I'm trying to remember where we left off. Does anyone else remember?
I know exactly where we left off, and I don't want to start. Let's pretend we never did any of this. Raj retired. He lives happily ever after.
It was all a dream the entire time.
Well, the guys...
Raj went to super hell.
The gang all made the right decision to go deal with... because they're going up the mountain...
To save the children.
To save the children, which that's the right decision. And Raj went to go make a confrontation at the ranger station by himself. And there's a woman there now, I guess, that is with a bat. And Raj knows who this is.
Does he?
The plot thickens.
I think we'll start with Raj, just because this...
I knew we were going to start with me. God damn it.
A little bit of light hazing.
Okay, well, if this is how we're going to do it, Raj looks at the woman. He lets out the fastest line of expletives known to man. I can't even replicate what is going on because that's how fast he just lets this out. Perfect. That is exactly perfect.
For my brain, can Sean set the scene a little bit so I know who is where and what's happening?
Okay. As the party is in their van, and I just realized something. I made a major mistake last session. I forgot to mention it was near dusk. Now it's night, which makes it even worse. The party is trying to head up to the... Oh, no, I forgot my location first. Let me pull up the map. I know I posted a map.
Yes, you did.
Oh, wait, I'm looking in the wrong area. If I remember correctly, party was heading to the obsidian cliffs where Brogy the Radical Bear had left the first victim at the very, very beginning intro of the thing, Donald Drewstone. Wow, as Brian mentioned, Raj went off to do something stupid and will soon be wrong. So Raj is looking at what he knows is the Loreworm, who has taken their favorite appearance of the woman you guys decapitated in the last mystery.
So you got your head back. Raj pulls out a silver cigarette case. And this case is special because there's only one last of these cigarettes left. This is something he created when he left heaven. This is a little piece of heaven. This was something to always calm him down. And he needs this at this moment. Ah, so how'd you get your head back?
Oh, you really think this is my head? You just off a pinky here. And then she says something, and I'm not going to try to replicate this, but you, Raj, you recognize the word she says because it's your name, your true name.
How did you learn that? How did you learn?
I've eaten some of your friends. And I felt, why do you think you're here, Raj? Why do you think all this is going on is something that, you really think this is coincidence that I'm here? And you really should be thinking, because I think you just missed something in that I know your true name. She just smiled and grinned.
Don't do that. Don't you dare do that.
Why not? He's not here. Your favorite father is not here. I am the god who stands before you. And unlike you and your father and your kind, I made sure to keep... You think you know who I am. You really do. You think I am the Loreworm, correct?
Yes, you're a taint.
Gross.
That's the name your kind gave me. My true name is gone. I ate it just like all the others. And she smiles, just like I'm going to eat yours. And you see her smile just widen and her mouth open. And Raj, you feel something. You feel something being ripped away from you. How do you react? It's a tug. It's like,
this is all Raj can do is he looks up into the sky. He knows what's coming, what's about to happen. He just looks up at the sky and addressing his dad one last time. He says, I don't want to go.
Feel this sudden tugging towards the ground as this energy and spectral energy rolls off of you into the mouth of your opponent. You feel a tug you're not familiar with because you were an angel. When did the laws of gravity fell to you? And I think it pulls you down to your knees as you fall naked. Because you're as an angel, you've shown your true form is the lion.
Mm-hmm.
This clothing isn't real. You've been walking naked in front of your party members this whole time.
Yeah, they were real. Yeah, of course. Clothes are silly. Why did I need? I could just poof them in existence.
And here's the thing that really weirds you out is that it's not a form. You feel that this is you now. You are now a normal human male.
Oh.
She just laughs and goes, oh, and they left in a day. That's you behind. You're going to die. And it's going to be all your fault, Raj. I can't wait to see what you do next. And you see her.
Oh, no. Raj is just saying, I promise you're going to have the worst ending, the worst stomach ache you ever have. What you've just done to me.
This isn't my hero, Academia, my poor mortal. You cannot fight. Your essence cannot fight me from inside. I am but the wind. And you see her actually kind of turn ephemeral as the ranger outfit she had just kind of falls at your feet. Raj, how about you tell everyone your new playbook?
Raj is now the wronged.
Very cool.
He is a human, and his prey is the lore worm.
Very nice.
And I'm going to tell you right now, Raj is reenacting Evil Dead 2 at the moment. He's picked up those ranger's clothes, he's ripped off the sleeves, and he's gone into the tool shed. And he's getting a chainsaw. He's found a chainsaw, a shotgun, and some brass knuckles.
Nice.
Is the ranger jeep there?
It is.
Raj knows what he's got to do, and he's going to hop in there and take off towards the cliffs.
Now back to the rest of the party.
Mm-hmm.
You monster!
Hey, you let me do this. We discussed this. You thought it was the best thing I could do to him.
I did. I thought it was amazing, and I still agree with this decision.
So I think that the rest of the party is heading towards the cliff. Who's driving?
Probably Larry, my rhino buddy.
All right.
Because it's his car, so.
Okay. So I think your guys are heading through the darkness, and it's hard to tell just because of how late it's gotten, or later in the day and it's getting dark. It's kind of hard to tell where everything is. I need an act under pressure to make sure that you're catching where the actual road turns are off, just because you guys are in a wooded area right now heading towards the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for all of us?
Oh, for whoever is driving. Well, I guess it would be for Andrew because his ally.
It's my party. It's my crew member, yeah.
Mm, yeah.
What was the role again?
An act under pressure, because you guys are hurrying, because you guys know that something's going down.
Gotcha.
You've hurt this creature, whatever it is, and you want to get there before it eats and heals up.
Gotcha. All right. So that was a 6 on the die, but my cool is 2, so that's an 8.
Okay, so I think these are your choices you get from this roll. You're going to get there. You're going to take your time just because Barry's going to take his time and you guys are not going to get there in time, but you're going to get there to be able to face it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you get there in time, but the van's going to be hitting some, it's going to be scraping on trees. It's going to be making noise if there's anything in the area well where you're on the way.
And we were going there to try and save these kids, right?
Yeah, you're trying to save the first victim because Brokey told you that the first person that went missing that got you guys to come here, he had actually snatched up the kid before the lore worm could get him, but he couldn't find a way to get him out of the park.
Right. Okay. I think that we would be prioritizing trying to get there as fast as possible, so I think it makes more sense that we scrape against some trees and make noise so we're not where we're going to be found out as we get there. I think that makes the most sense.
Okay. I will say this one thing. This is actually, I'll give you guys this. This will actually be a benefit to you, Brian, as Raj can, as he's trying to catch up, he can actually hear the mayhem of the car just slamming into trees and just...
Okay, wait. All right, guys, this is going to be good because I have to do this for flavor now. Oh, God damn it. What are they doing up? Oh, fuck. What has happened to my voice?
I don't think you described right away when you turned human. Like, what do you look like now? How similar or dissimilar are you to your...
So I think the lore worm was very cruel to Raj because he is now like 60 years old.
Oh, shit.
Old man.
Oh.
Yeah, makes sense.
He's 60 years old, and he's got the hairdo of Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force, so he's got the bald spot in the middle.
Oh, shit.
But he is a ripped old man.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he's pretty short, though. He's only like 5'3".
Oh, wow, yeah. That's super short.
Fucking Wolverine mode.
Yeah, short old man.
Exactly. When, yes, as you have heard, he has a very raspy voice, and his hair is pretty much like silver gray.
Yeah.
What hair is left, yeah.
But he does have a magnificent beard.
Sick. Love it.
So the party's not even going to recognize you when you
get... Exactly.
Who's this old guy?
I'm going to refrain from speaking when we meet him.
I have the best entrance plan.
Okay. I think if you guys are scraping and running along this thing. I think Larry is looking up forward, and he can see that there's movement on the road. He can't see what's going on, but he can see the dirt, the gravel shift, and he sees it just in time to hit the brake. But you guys feel that it comes to a stop, and it doesn't like crash, but something's definitely impacted to the front of the car, the truck.
Something has stopped us from moving forward, yeah.
What's that?
Oh, I think it's what we were running into earlier, if we can't see it.
That'd be my best guess.
Now, here's a question, Andrew.
Yeah.
Did Larry have the windows rolled down?
I don't think we would have. I mean, we've got AC, so...
Yeah, I don't think we would have because we were very specific about last session saying that, like, the van is, like, the one safe place from this thing.
Oh, yeah, 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 that's true, too. Yeah, we were trying to protect ourselves as much as possible. That's true, yeah.
Thank God. Oh, thank God.
So I think it's a pretty reasonable thing to say. I'm like, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yes, I had to ask.
Because if they were down, I'm sure you had some conniving evil DM stuff you were going to do to us. No offense.
Oh, yeah, I bet he did.
One of us would have been getting yanked out of the van.
Probably.
Yeet.
Yoink.
Larry, no. Like Zoinks, man. It's always Larry.
Everyone's wearing their seatbelts, right?
I'm a robot, so probably not.
Probably not, yeah. Okay, that's fair.
Okay, I gotta roll something because you guys there wasn't enough seat for the...
Oh, that's right, yeah, there's not enough seats for everybody, yeah.
Who's hitting the windshield?
Robot goes flying through the windshield as a projectile.
So it won't matter that the windows are rolled up.
You guys just see the older man that Raj was harassing slam packed back to back with the back of Larry's chair as he slid across the thing. The old words of the old man's name. It was
Edgar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy I held hostage.
And meanwhile, Roscoe is just clinging to the nearest. He's kind of like wrapped himself around the stand of one of the chairs in the back for the surveillance stuff. So he's kind of like hugging.
Yeah, just kind of like holding onto it for dear life. Yeah,
doesn't know what to do. Just holding on, hoping to God something happens good.
Yeah,
I think you guys get a kind of a sense of the van starting to rock a little.
Mm-hmm.
Like whatever it is kind of going around the van, trying to feel out an opening.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
The one of the closed windows starts to fog up for a moment, even though there's nothing to breathe in.
Mm. Wonderful.
Very wonderful.
Imaginary T-Rex breathing down the car.
Yeah.
I still remember. This is not going to be fun, whatever this thing is.
No, I agree. It's going to be very not.
I'm about to make this fun.
If you can't dodge it, ram it.
How'd you know?
Yeah, how'd you listen to the episode that hasn't come out? That was the plan last time.
All I'm going to say is
dealing with something with a van.
All I'm going to say is Raj has turned on the radio to the Jeep. He's looking for the right music to blast. And he's found the perfect song. It's Raining Men is blasting.
There you go.
Oh, jeez.
I do love that.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, God, he's a cougar now.
He's a gilf.
Someone needs to draw that. Draw Raj as this wrong old man in a shirt. I'm a gilf.
He has to have a rose in his mouth.
And like young, handsome Alexander saying it to him.
He just has to have a rose in his mouth now, too.
I'm trying to figure out what to do here.
Yeah, I'm not really equipped for this.
Yeah,
I'm not either.
I can blast it with my flamethrower hand, or I have a giant handgun. Those are my only two, like, or I could punch it, but, like,
those are your options, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, like, I don't have infrared vision, so I can't, you know.
All right, well.
I mean, unless we can make some bullshit that says, like, I have infrared vision.
You guys? Oh, actually, are you guys following the noise as it's moving around?
I mean, I think, like, I would be attempting to.
Yeah, I think we'd be trying to figure out where it's going around the car.
Yeah.
Or what it is.
This is a real Tremors situation, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, I actually have a legitimate question for you guys. In the van, would there be, like, any oil or anything, guys?
Oh.
I mean, maybe. I mean, Larry...
I was just thinking about that.
Could have some general stuff, like general car maintenance.
Well, I do need a quick sharp roll from everyone. If there's something you guys might notice.
Would you like me to do one as well, Sean?
No, Brian. This is because they're following the noise around the van.
That's a six over here.
There's a crucial detail they might notice.
That is an 11.
Nice. I got an 8.
6 plus 10, baby. Or 6 plus 4, excuse me. Plus 1.
Okay. All right. Jason, what was yours?
6.
Oh, okay. Okay, so Alexander is a little... He's just too focused on...
I don't see shit.
Yeah, this is just like the Jurassic Park movie, and you're having like a moment of just like you're just picturing you being the guy in the toilet, Kenny.
Oh shit!
Oh god, he's Jeff Goldblum.
Please let me be Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park.
Oh yeah, Nick, what is your character's name again? Like
Leon.
Leon, you noticed something. Well, first, I think. Well, actually, no. I want to do the mixed success. Wiley, as you're listening to this,
mm-hmm.
and you're hearing like the noise, kind of the van kind of shake. You notice something small. You're not sure what you saw, but when the van was shaking loud enough, and it was like loud enough, that was all you were hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it was up front, you almost see something. You don't know what it is. It's not fully visible, but you know what you pick up on that. I think you get kind of a sense that, okay, so there's, if I can't hear, you get kind of a sense of like, okay, if there's a loud enough noise, whatever this thing is doing, it's not as powerful.
There's a loud noise.
There's a loud noise or there's just some, you just get a sense, you don't know why yet.
Mm-hmm.
But that if there's not enough noise, you can see it for a little bit.
Okay.
And Leon, here's what you notice. As everyone's kind of panicking and looking around, you notice something as it goes by the passenger side. You don't see anything through the window. But in the side mirror, you notice this snake-like thing just slithering against the truck. What do you say to the rest of the crew?
Okay, so I think I would look at Larry and Wiley and Alexander and just be like, well, there is some sort of snake-like creature crawling around the car, and I can only see it in the side view mirror. What should we do?
Well, you can You can see it. Shoot it.
I don't want to break the window and get rid of our safe space.
Let me take care of that.
I'm metal, so I mean it is what it is. But I guess that's the kid. That's the term these kids use, right?
Yes, you are in fact built different.
Ah, yes, I believe that is the better term.
I also noticed that I think the noise was making it potentially weaker. I thought I could see it for just a split second when it was making all that noise. So maybe we make a bunch of noise, throw this thing in reverse, and open up a door and shoot at it or something. I don't know.
I have a question for you, Sean.
Yeah.
So because I am metallic and my animating force is fire, is there any way that I could overcharge myself, I guess, in such a way that would allow the metal, like my metal body, to vibrate loud enough to make noise?
I think, okay, did you pick a weird move, or do you just have the general weird use magic?
I just took use magic. I didn't have anything that said to use alternatives.
Okay, so I think I'm going to need a weird roll, because one of the effects you can do for that is do something beyond, it says beyond human limitations, but I'm going to say that I'm going to DM rule that this is also do something that's beyond robot limitations.
the limits of mechanical. All right, baby, do me good.
Also, Brian, I need a luck roll from you. We'll use those.
Oh, yeah. Luck roll time.
That is an 8.
All right. And with an 8?
I don't have anything to add.
I got an 8 as well, actually.
So I need a glitch.
Okay. You okay?
So let's say the effect is of short duration, just because it doesn't have to be like super long, I would think.
Hopefully.
But... yeah, hopefully. But I think that would make the most sense, just because even if it's like a flashbang of sorts, it would still do something. So we could see, like, you know what I mean? So at least we could see for a second.
Okay.
Yeah. And Wiley was trying to propose that we like opened the door so that we could like shoot at it out the door, like the side door, if we like threw it in reverse. Did we do that, or were we doing this first?
Think we were doing this first.
Okay, the reason I was wondering is like, I wonder if the sound will really work well inside the van for this. It might, though.
It might. I mean, you don't know why the sand helped.
And I got an 8 for my luck roll.
Okay, so I'm gonna say, because of the luck roll of an 8, everyone gets a turn before Ratch is gonna see the van.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay, yeah, so if. Okay, so you guys are planning to...
Well, so if I'm going to do something beyond human limitation, can I just let out, like, this horrifying scream that, like, echoes throughout my metal body?
Oh, I love that, actually.
You're in the van with them, though.
Yeah.
They're going to go deaf.
So I think if I had the forethought beforehand, before I'm doing this, like, as I'm preparing, I think I would be, like... You probably would like to plug your ears or something at this point.
Yeah.
As I like start, as like you just see like something starts swirling inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
Or like fire starts, like, you know, like the fire just starts animating more and more out of like the seams of my metal body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would definitely cover my ears if you gave us a warning.
Yeah. So if I'm allowed to do that before I give out my sonic boom... And I would like to let them know beforehand that, hey, I'm going to scream like a damn banshee. Plug your ears.
Okay. Now I have a question for you guys. Which way are you guys facing? Are you facing towards the front or towards the back as you're plugging your ears and preparing for this?
I think I would be looking out the front window and kind of like also looking at the side, kind of switching between that and the side mirror, because he said he could see it in the side mirror. So.
Yeah, I imagined Alexander, like, back seat passenger side turned back towards our buddies.
Mm.
I think I would be back seat driver side turned around.
All right, I'm going to roll a luck roll.
Oh, no.
So, a series of events are going to happen, and these are going to be hilarious.
Yes.
That's always a good sign.
I've made my bed and we must deal with it.
Okay, I think as you guys are plucking your ears, you're looking towards the front, and he's revving up to do this sonic boom, you notice two things. You notice as this creature, you see this creature kind of slithering up on the passenger side around to go around to the front. And then as you plug your ears, just before this sonic boom goes off, you notice it becomes very visible as soon as you plug your ears. And then the sonic boom goes off.
Oh. Huh.
Interesting.
And I think as part of the glitch of a short-term duration, the back doors get blown open.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
I figured it out. I know what's going on, guys.
Open, but still on the hinges.
It's open and it's on the hinges. And
okay.
Sean, you crafty one.
And is it still visible even after the sonic boom is done?
Yeah, it's still, well, do you unplug your ears is the question.
Did we notice that it became visible as soon as we plugged our ears?
Yeah, you guys noticed it became visible as soon as you plugged your ears, but you plugged your guys' ears close enough that the sonic boom went off right after.
Okay, gotcha. I'm just not sure if I would have had the presence of mind to know it was definitely the ear plugging or not.
Plugging of the ears. I also don't know that I have ears.
Yeah, I don't think I would have like put that together. I think I'm focused on the back door.
Yeah.
Flying open in front of me.
Flying open. Yeah.
Which with that, I'm going to just like curse under my breath real quick. And then I am going to put my hands on the floorboards of the van and try and use magic.
All right.
Oh.
And this is at a -1. Fuck. Because that's a 7 -1, which is a 6.
Aww.
Okay, so I think if you put your hands down and you're preparing to do this magic and your energy is sort of sparkling to your hands, and as you're about ready to cast a spell, it's kind of weird because the room suddenly goes black and you feel yourself tugged forward, and the rest of you don't see this. If you guys unplug, okay, so has Wiley unplugged his ears at this point?
Yeah, I've definitely unplugged my ears at this point, I think. Yeah.
Okay, Wiley, you see this thing kind of come into it's translucent, like it's almost like a radio static.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
As it reaches forward and it grabs onto, you just see it kind of grab onto Alexander, and it's starting to pull him out of the truck, out of the van.
Oh boy.
And Alexander, you take okay. 3 harm.
Oh no.
Okay, I am 1 away from dying.
Wow.
Because I took 3 harm last game.
I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Protect him.
It's within the rules, yeah.
That's the game, my guy.
Oh no.
So I see Alexander get grabbed.
Yeah, and it's the ringing is helping, but it's not as good as before, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there any way that I could try to? I'm not trying to like. I'm trying to stop it from grabbing him. I'm not necessarily trying to like.
Actually, you know what? If you want to roll protect someone.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm just trying to think about physically how I would do that. I mean,
and I can help with that because I get +1 when I protect someone.
Okay.
You guys push Larry in the way.
So how is he being grabbed? Like, what does this thing look like, and how is it attaching to him?
Yeah.
It's kind of like I want to say like.
Is it like a hand?
It's a snake.
Uh huh.
Oh.
Like a hydra, like what you saw before, and it's just kind of going, and then it's yanking him.
Kind of just grabbing on him. Okay, gotcha.
So I think with Leon's vibrating, you would have a chance to react. So like you guys, one of you guys could throw yourself in the way.
Yeah,
I think I would use my my family cane to try and like sock this thing. Is it like its head? Like, could I hit it in the eye?
Yeah.
Or is it okay? I would try and hit it in the eye, kind of like a shark, make it drop him.
Okay. I would still say protect someone just to be. It's gonna be the same role anyway.
Yeah, I'm not trying to damage it. I'm trying to make it reflexively drop him. Yeah, so, okay, so protect someone with my 0 tough. Okay. Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, 0 tough, yeah. Well, that's a 3.
Do you want to use the luck point?
Yeah, I think I do. I think this is pretty important. I'm going to use a luck point.
All right. And isn't your luck move that if something from your past comes into play, isn't it?
When you spend luck, someone from your past will reappear in your life soon.
Oh.
So it could be... So two people I specifically have is I have Margarita, the female wolf from Interpol who's trying to put me away, and Steamwork, which is like a cyborg falcon that wants to kill my family.
Oh, that's intense.
So, yeah.
Good old Brett Avery. Bud Avery.
Okay. So I think what happens is you just catch enough of a ripple and you kind of realize what's going on. So you can mark that harm back off, Jason. You're not dying at the moment yet.
Not yet.
So is there any way that like in between this, I took like one of my gear sets is like energy blast. So it's like two harm close, but it uses fire.
Yeah, I think you see this. Well, that's the thing. Technically, you don't have hearing, but all you're hearing is yourself scream. So you can. I will say this, Leon. You can see it clearly because you can't hear it. All you're hearing is yourself screaming. I forgot to mention that. I didn't think about that.
So then, in that case, now that the doors are off, so all bets are off. I mean, at this point, I see this thing come in and. Wily helps, so I'm gonna shoot him with my huge handgun, which does three harm, close, loud, and it has the reload tag on it. So I'm gonna level my gigantic level my zebra commander. I'm trying to make a desert eagle without being a desert eagle.
I like it.
So like my desert zebra. How about that?
My desert zebra.
There you go, yeah. Sahara zebra.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I level this giant handgun and I shoot this summer gun in the forehead. Or attempt to shoot the summer gun in the forehead.
All right. Roll tough. Plus tough.
Plus two on that. Oh. Ooh.
Doesn't sound good.
Even with my plus two, that would be a five. So I think if I can get... I think I'm going to use a luck point. I'm just going to burn the luck point because if I can do a plus, if I can do the 12, then I can do the plus one harm, which would make four harm on this thing.
Ooh.
So I'm just going to go ahead and jump the gun and say I burn a luck point to get rid of that.
Okay. What does your luck move say?
Oh, no. I like overcharge, basically. So it's like...
Oh, yeah. You've used this before, I think.
I've done it. This is my third one. I've done this three times. This is my third one.
Man. Wow.
In one mystery.
Burn that luck. Even I've only used two.
I haven't actually used any. I forgot about it.
When you spend a luck, your animating force will soon malfunction. And the last one turned me into a flamethrower.
So here's this thing. You shoot this thing and you cause the front of it to implode as it falls. And then it comes into view, and you recognize something in it. This particular Hydra has been shot and stabbed a few times. This is the one that tried to eat Alexander the last. This is the head that tried to eat Alexander the last time. But here's the really creepy part about this false Hydra: is you don't it goes to a point, but you don't see like the neck where. It doesn't seem like it connects to anything.
Oh,
okay.
Huh.
It just kind of comes to a point where it's just nothing.
Hmm.
Killed the first of many heads.
Well, now I'm hoping that my malfunction will cauterize the son of a bitch so two more don't go back.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, something in front of me is getting torched to a crisp.
Oh, I will say this is your glitch. And I will also say... At this time, you guys can see a van with a very old man driving towards you as the van gets very hot very quickly as Leon starts to turn into the Human Torch.
Fair enough.
He's literally lighting on fire inside the van.
Leon, I think you're turning this into a microwave.
I think Leon's just going to jump out of the van, like, just charge straight forward, because at this point, it's either face this false Hydra head on or kill his friends, and the latter option is not...
Well, the Hydra head is dead. You killed the head.
Oh, I killed. Oh, okay. So, yeah, I'm just going out the van.
Yeah, this is the one that you guys actually damaged.
So I'm just going straight out the van. I'm hopping out face first. Like, I don't give a... Leon's just like, oh, no! And just... Straight just like flaps out, like done.
So the Raj, as you're heading up, you see this Hydra head come into view, and someone lit on fire is running out of the van. Are you keeping on the road, Leon, or are you going into the woods?
I don't think I noticed the van at this point, right? So like, I think I'm just going straight out of, like, I'm not looking at it, like, just straight into the road. Like, I am flapping out into the road.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, so you see a man on fire fall out of the back of the van, flopping around. What do you do, Rash? You also see a Hydra head.
Is it floating in the air?
It's lying on the ground, the front of it split open like a watermelon hit with a hammer.
Jesus fucking Christ.
You did extra damage. It only had one point of harm left.
Yes, Desert Zebra for the win.
Well, Raj is going to have to park because he's going to go see what the Burning Man's all about.
Raj always likes going to Burning Man.
Yeah, that tracks.
It's in character.
But like, as Raj is parking, like the last thing he just goes is, "It's raining, Raj."
Hallelujah.
He gets out of the car, but he makes sure to have his chainsaw, his new best friend, the big old chainsaw, at the ready. Like, he gets out of the van, and you just hear a... Alrighty then. Let me forget my new little shotgun as well. He puts that up on his shoulder, and he comes out. Sir, we were told not to light this forest on fire, so can you please stop, drop, and roll?
Sorry, Master Raj. I am currently trying to put out the fire. And Leon just starts rolling around, like, all you can hear is, like the metal just clanking off the cement, like, ding, 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 ding.
I think you hear from the front of the truck, Larry looks back and he goes, "What the beep?"
And then Raj will turn from that, and then he just is going to announce to all the forest, "Alrighty then, I've come for two things: to chew bubblegum and kick some goddamn Hydra ass, and I'm all out of bubblegum."
"Well, sir, I put a hole through this one. Not sure about any others."
"There's always more heads there, Jim. Always more heads."
Yeah, so you guys see Raj is now a plainly an old man. Balding, short, out of style.
"Oh, Billy!" He looks. He sees both Wiley and Alexander, and he just goes, "Oh, Billy!"
"Billy, are we both Billy?"
You'll have to find out.
We just kind of look at each other, like,
yeah. Wiley's like,
"Who's that?"
Wiley's just like, "Oh, you don't have a middle name of Billy, do you?"
"No. Also, who, Raj? Is that you?"
"Yeah, Billy, it's me. It's me there." Raj!
Yeah, that checks out.
Well, well, well. So Raj is an old human man now. Leon, Alexander, and Wiley have taken down one of the heads, and the team is being reunited. Will the team be able to put an end to this Hydra menace and save everyone? You'll have to wait till the next one, poppers. And if you enjoyed today's episode, remember to leave us a review and share us with your friends. It really helps us in the long run. Follow us on Twitter at Dungeons & Pop, and if you'd like to speak with the cast, join the Dungeons & Pop Discord social channel. Who knows, you might find yourself in our next game, because we are out to play with everyone. So, poppers, till the next one.